translation responsively. Let me offer my obeisances to Lord Sri Nityananda.
Let me offer my obeisances to Lord Sri Nityananda.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Whose opulence is wonderful.
Whose opulence is wonderful.
And unlimited.
And unlimited.
By His will.
By His will.
Even a fool can understand.
Even a fool can understand.
His identity.
His identity.
There is some purport. Some other purport we will read as we go. Om Gyanatibhrantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Namo Vishnam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sarva Kadamayam Dadati Swatatiksham Vande Namo Shri Guru Shri Yata Patakaram Shri Guru Vashnam Shri Rupam Sarkatam Sakatanatanitam Dham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Harijana Saritam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Akashapadam Sahagana Lalita Shri Shakam He Krishna Karna Sindho Dina Consider, what is the significance of approaching Lord Nityananda? If we try to understand the incarnations of the Lord or falling into the Vishnu Tattva category, they are unlimited. As Bhagavatam says, can we count the number of waves in the ocean? We can't. In the same way, the expansions and incarnations of the Supreme Lord is unlimited. And of course, we don't pay attention to all the incarnations. We don't even know all the incarnations. And especially in the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, we do give importance to certain incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So let's see. Is Lord Nityananda is just one among them? Is it really mandatory to approach Lord Nityananda? Or in the Nectar of Devotion, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the Vithi, the regulation says, among the 64 Angas of devotional service, it is mentioned, the Vithis, the Do's, it is mentioned that one has to perform, one has to observe the auspicious days like Janmashtami and appearance days of great personalities. So are we just following a vidhi, a rule, by celebrating Lord Nityananda's appearance day? Or, if we go further, we can see in the ecstatic devotional service, that too, in the stimulation of ecstatic devotional service, a devotee who already has prema in his heart, when he observes or when he goes through such festival days, his ecstasies erupt out, actually burst out. They become ecstatic, thinking and observing the appearance of any aspects of Lord, including Lord Nityananda. So there are mentions in the Shastra that we need to observe the appearance days. And of course we know, on the appearance day of the Lord becomes very merciful. Just like if it's our birthday, we become happy. Especially if someone celebrates our birthday, we become happy. And we give kind words. But when it comes to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He can give unlimited mercy. But is that all? Is that all about Lord Nityananda? The answer is no. There is much, much more about Lord Nityananda. If we look into this altar, as we observe, as we take darshan of the Lord from left to right, we are completely dependent on Lord Nityananda to proceed further from left to right. So it is impossible to get mercy of any of the personalities besides Lord Nityananda without the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So there is a reason why Lord Nityananda is at the leftmost, and before that we have the Guru Parampara. So through Guru Parampara we approach Lord Nityananda and then we can proceed further. That's why when we pay obeisances in front of Gauridai, we need to show our connection to the Parampara. It's not just a ritual. We chant the Guru Mantra, the Prabhupada Pranam Mantra. It's not just a ritual. We are showing our connection to Lord Nityananda. Because only by the mercy of Lord Nityananda can we approach any other personalities in the altar. So it is mentioned, to approach Lord Chaitanya, one needs the mercy of Lord Nityananda. It's a fact. It is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Chaitanya Bhagavat. It is described in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. When Vrindadas Thakur, Vrindadas Goswami, when he wanted to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, he tried everything. Right? He wanted to surrender unto the feet of Lord Chaitanya. And he had all qualifications. He was completely renounced. He had no attachment to family whatsoever. Finally, how did he get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya? When on the bank of Ganga, Lord Nityananda was sitting with all his associates. Then Lord Nityananda called upon Raghunathas Goswami. You come here. You come here. You are a thief. Because you are trying to steal the mercy of Lord Chaitanya without my mercy. Then of course, he placed his feet on the head of Raghunathas Goswami and said, you will definitely get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. But as a punishment, you throw a feast. So there was a big feast organized for all the devotees. It is mentioned, the devotees sitting around Lord Nityananda, some of them they could remember the Krishna Leela, where Lord Balaram was sitting, and around Lord Balaram all the cowherd boys were sitting. They could remember themselves as cowherd boys. So this is the pastime of Lord Nityananda. So to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, one must have the mercy of Lord Nityananda. There is no option, it is mandatory. How about the mercy of Radha and Krishna? How can we approach Radha and Krishna? It is mentioned that if one tries to approach Radha Krishna without the mercy of Gauridai, they are considered a demon. How is that? A demon. If one doesn't recognize Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda and wants to approach Radha and Krishna, that is not the proper mentality. So, we are so much dependent on Lord Nityananda. So, it's not just a ritual, it's not just another celebration. We need to understand the importance of this appearance day. In fact, Narottam Das Thakur, he says, Hena Nitai Vinay Pai Radha Krishna Paite Nai. Without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, it is not possible to get the mercy of Radha and Krishna. So on this appearance day, we have to pray for the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Why? Because He gives unlimited mercy without any discrimination. Because He is intoxicated. An intoxicated person doesn't know what is he doing. He can do anything. In the same way, Lord Nityananda is intoxicated in the love of Godhead. So he gives the mercy of Lord Chaitanya without any discrimination. Only thing we have to ask, okay, try to ask Lord Nityananda, please give your mercy. Let us somehow or other make progress in our devotion service. If you pray that, Lord Nityananda gives that mercy, especially in this day, this auspicious day. So we have a great opportunity in front of us to cry upon Lord Nityananda, to chant Krishna's name, to chant the Maha Mantra with our heart. So this is that special day. Now who is Lord Nityananda? What is his greatness? What is his tattva? It is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita about the greatness of Lord Nityananda. That is the whole of this chapter, the glories of Lord Nityananda. And in this chapter, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami presents the tattva and glories of Lord Nityananda in a very interesting way. He presents the whole glories in context. In the right picture, giving the entire picture of the spiritual abode and then the entire picture of all different incarnations of the Lord, and then he places Nityananda in the appropriate position. So the approach of Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is very interesting. This particular verse, this is the first verse of the fifth chapter. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, when he writes Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, generally the text is in Bengali, and in between there are verses from Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures. They are primarily in Sanskrit. However, when Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, when he writes the first verse, he gives the summary, the gist, the essence of the entire chapter. Then he writes in Sanskrit. So this is one of those verses where the entire glory, the essence of the mercy of Lord Nityananda is presented in this verse. So Sri Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says about the spiritual abode, there are unlimited material universes. Unlimited, as Brahma Samhita says, you know, if you consider a bag of mustard seeds, and we can compare each mustard seed to be one universe, and we are living in one of the tiniest universes. Think about the vastness of the material creation. And the material creation is nothing compared to the spiritual creation. And above the material creation, there is Brahma Jyoti, there is the Vaikuntha planets, there are unlimited Vaikuntha planets. And even above the Vaikuntha planets, there is Krishna Loka. And the Krishna Loka, or the abode of Lord Krishna, is classified into three. Which is the lowest? Anyone knows which is the lowest of the Krishna Loka? Lowest strata of Krishna Loka. No one knows? Ayodhya is there. And above Ayodhya? Dwaraka. And above Dwaraka? Mathura. And above Mathura? Goloka Vrindavan. So this is the spiritual geography. If you want to know what happens in the Krishna Loka, so there is Vrindavan, there is Mathura, and there is Dwaraka. But simultaneously, Krishna is enacting his pastimes. So all the pastimes are eternal and they are going on all the time. And in Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna is there, Balaram is there. Then from Balaram, there are quadruple expansion. The first quadruple expansion, the Chaturvyuha. Whereas then, Sangarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Vasudev. The first quadruple expansion. And from first quadruple expansion, from the Sangarshan, Narayan, as well as, again, all the unlimited Vishuddhatvas comes in the Vaikuntha planet. Then, again, there is the second quadruple expansion residing in the Vaikuntha planet. Again, in Sangarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and Vasudev. So this Sankarshan is known as Mahasankarshan. From this Mahasankarshan, who comes?
Mahavishnu.
Karnadagacharya Vishnu. And from him? Garbhodhanishaya Vishnu. And from him, Shiravanishaya Vishnu. So this is practically unlimited. And we cannot really understand. We can just speak some aspect of them, but we cannot really fathom the unlimited nature of Krishna and his expansions. So, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami explains that Balaram, who is the source of all incarnation, is same as Lord Nityananda. So it is so glorious, the position of Lord Nityananda. He is the source of all incarnations. And he assists the Supreme Lord by giving so many incarnations because they help the Lord in his pastimes. And he creates these unlimited universes for the pastime and pleasure of Lord Krishna. So the all expansions and all activities of Lord Nityananda is to please Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So this is the greatness of Lord Nityananda Ram. So Srila Prabhupada writes in this purport, according to expert opinion, Balaram as the chief of the original quadruple form is also the original Sankarshan, Balaram, the first expansion of Krishna, expands himself in five forms: Mahasankarshan, Karnadakshayi, Garbhadakshayi, Kshiradakshayi and Shesha. These five primary portions are responsible for both the spiritual and material cosmic manifestations. In these five forms, Lord Balaram assists Lord Krishna in his activities. The first four of this form are responsible for cosmic manifestations, whereas Shesha is responsible for personal service to the Lord. Shesha is called Ananda or unlimited because he assists the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his unlimited expansions by performing an unlimited variety of services. Sri Balaram is a servitor Godhead who serves the Lord Krishna in all affairs of existence and knowledge. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is the same servitor Godhead Balaram, performs the same service to Lord Gauranga by constant association. So this is the greatness of Lord Nityananda. So that's why Narottam Das Thakur, he sings, Vrajendra Nandanaye Sachi Sutta Hoilo Se Balaram Hoilo Mitai. So we can hear this. So Krishna has become Gaurasundar and Lord Balaram has taken the form of Mitai, Lord Nityananda. So today is the appearance, and now we look into the appearance pastime of Lord Nityananda. Where did Lord Nityananda take birth? Eka Chakra. Eka Chakra, the name itself is very significant. Eka Chakra. Eka Chakra means one chakra or one wheel. Why this place is called Eka Chakra? Because in the pastime of Kurukshetra, where Krishna was about to attack Bhishma Dev, he took one chakra, a chariot wheel, and he was about to throw and he was about to kill Bhishma. He didn't do so. So this chakra fell in one place, and that place is known as Eka Chakra. And Lord Nityananda Ram chose to take his appearance in Eka Chakra Dham in 1474. So it's considered it's a Magha month, and it was a Trayodashi, the 13th day. So that's why it's called Nityananda Trayodashi. So Lord Nityananda's father's name is Kadai Pandit and mother is Mother Padmavati. So when Lord Nityananda took birth, it is said the whole Eka Chakra, the whole people of Eka Chakra became jubilant. Just like you can read in the Krishna book. When Krishna took birth, there was an effect, auspicious effect to the whole planet. In the same way, when Lord Nityananda took birth, the whole world has a very auspicious effect. And all the people in Eka Chakra, they became very jubilant. They felt very happy by the appearance of Lord Nityananda. Then it is mentioned that as he took birth, there was all the auspicious marks on his body. All the auspicious marks of a Mahapurusha. And have you been to Eka Chakra? How many of you have been to Ekachakra? Ekachakradham. Okay. Few. It is not very far from Mayapur. How many of you have been to Mayapur? Oh, that is many more. So next time when you go to Mayapur, please visit Ekachakradham. It's very, very important for us. And in fact, as we know, the TOAP construction is going on. And the devotees understood, before pleasing Lord Chaitanya, we need to please Lord Nityananda. That's why now there is a very magnificent, very beautiful temple for Lord Nityananda in Ekachakradham. Nityananda Prabhu ki
jai!
Ekachakradham ki
jai!
It's a very amazing place. I went there just last year and I stayed there. It was such a wonderful experience. The temple construction was almost finished, and we know Sri Radhalal Prabhu was from here, from Melbourne. He was organizing the interior decoration architecture of this temple. So he was doing very wonderful service. So he took me into the temple. He was showing me everything in the temple, and there was the altar. They were constructing the altar. A team came from Ujjain, a team from Bhaktacharya Maharaj. They were jewelers. They can work on gold. And they were creating the altar. They were actually constructing the altar with gold. Gold plate. Actually, there is a gold sheet. And this gold sheet is carved and shaped into a plate which can actually go and fit into the altar. So there is a carvings in the altar, and actually the gold sheet sits on top of that. It's a very amazing altar. Very beautifully decorated. So that is for Lord Nityananda on his appearance. So we can see such a beautiful temple. And if you go to Ekachakra, it's a village. It's a very beautiful place. There are paddy fields. You can just walk around. You can just chant and you can roam in Ekachakra. If you walk about 15-20 minutes, you can go to the playground of Lord Nityananda, where he used to enact all the pastimes. Then you can go maybe about 5 or 10 minutes. You can go to the actual birth site of Lord Nityananda. There is a tree and there is like a kutil where Lord Nityananda took place. You can see the house of Hadai Pandit. And there also there is a beautiful temple constructed by Gaudiya devotees. It's a very beautiful place. So if anyone wants to be just peaceful and chant for some time, just like a break, a sadhana break, then Ekachakra is really amazing. So it's a very beautiful place, very serene, and you can just peacefully chant Krishna's name. So we all highly recommend to go there and spend some time. It's really beautiful. So Lord Nityananda appeared in Ekachakra, and his childhood pastimes were very amazing. He started enacting all the pastimes of Lord Krishna and Lord Ramachandra and other Vishuddhatvas. As a child, he would collect his friends, and he would just start acting different pastimes. In fact, they made a cart. They made a cart out of wood. Lord Nityananda and his friends. Nitai and his friends. And Nitai acted as little Krishna, and with his feet, he broke, he dismantled the whole cart. So he played the part of Krishna, Kilik Shakatasu. Then he lifted Govardhan Hill. So they enacted the pastime of Govardhan Hill. Then one day, Krishna performed all the pastimes in Vrindavan. So Lord Nityananda Nitai enacted all his pastimes. And one day they enacted the pastime where Akrura came to Vrindavan. And Akrura wanted to take Krishna and Balaram. So one person came as Akrura. They convinced Nanda Maharaj and took Krishna and Balaram, and they went away from Vrindavan. And all the residents of Ekachakra, they became very sad. They lost Nityananda. So in this way, Lord Nityananda performed many pastimes. Finally, Krishna reached Madhura Mandala. He was roaming in Madhura in the same way Lord Nityananda enacted the pastime where Krishna is roaming around in Madhura Mandala. After that, Krishna killing Chanura and Mushtika, Krishna killing Kamsa. All these pastimes were enacted by Lord Nityananda. And one day, Lord Nityananda enacted the pastime of Bali Maharaj. Vamadeva coming as Trivikram and pushing Bali Maharaj into Sutala. So all these pastimes Lord Nityananda knew even from childhood. However, it is mentioned, one pastime was very, very, very real. And Lord Nityananda really, really liked to play that part. And that was the pastime of Lord Ramachandra, wherein Lord Nityananda acted as Lakshman. So the fight scene was going on, and Indrajit shot the arrow, and with that, this arrow, Lakshman became unconscious. And they found that they need a particular help. So they were trying to bring Lord Nityananda, now Lakshman, to consciousness. So some time passed, but he really became unconscious. So everyone lost their part in the drama. They lost their character. They wanted somehow or other to bring Lakshman to bring back to consciousness. They were trying everything. They were shouting. They were chanting. They were touching him, trying him to wake. But nothing affected Lord Nityananda. He was completely absorbed in the role of Lakshman. After some time, one devotee, one young boy remembered, oh, Lord Nityananda told us the Hanuman character. He remembered, I should actually go and I have to get the Ganga Matana hill. And if I bring that hill, then Lakshman will get back to consciousness. So Hanuman actually went away and enacted the pastime of fighting with the demon, defeating the Gandharvas, and finally brought a hill and then brought near Lord Nityananda, who is now acting as Lakshman. When the smell came to Lakshman, immediately he came back to consciousness. So everyone wondering, how is it so real? And Hadai Pandit and Mother Mahavati asked Lord Nityananda, how do you know all these pastimes? You are just a child, you didn't hear all these pastimes. How do you know all these pastimes? Lord Nityananda told, these are all my pastimes. But no one could really understand the meaning behind the words of Lord Nityananda. In that way, 12 years Lord Nityananda performed pastimes in Ekachakra. However, now the time has come. So if you go to Ekachakra, you can see near the birthplace of Lord Nityananda, there is a sannyasi tala. There's a tree and it's called, there's a sitting place around the tree. It's called sannyasi tala. One sannyasi came and he sat there. So Hadai Pandit and Mother Padmavati, they received the sannyasi very promptly. They offered everything. They greeted him very well. They offered him prasadam, a place to sit and to take rest. So they treated the sannyasi very well, and at the end, Hadai Pandit asked, how can I serve you further? So the sannyasi, he thought and he said, I am going on a pilgrimage throughout India, and I have seen the devotion and obedience of your son, Nitai. Kindly give him as my assistant. Hearing this, Hadai Pandit broke. And he didn't know how to mention this to Nitai's mother, Padmavati. How can I tell this to her? Because Nitai is her life and soul. She cannot bear this. Anyway, Hadai Pandit approached Mother Padmavati and told that the sannyasi has requested for one thing, but I have great difficulty disclosing this to you. Padmavati told, since he is a sannyasi, we cannot refuse his request at any cost. So we have to give whatever he has asked for. So Hadai Pandit told, he has asked for our son. Padmavati broke into tears, but to obey the Vedic custom, they offered Nitai to the sannyasi. And then it is mentioned that Hadai Pandit couldn't keep his life together. He became almost mad And soon after, he left his body in separation of that. It is mentioned the whole Ekachakra gram, the whole Ekachakra village, they all greatly affected by pain of separation from Nitai. And many of them left their body out of separation. So this was the impact of Lord Nityananda. Next 20 years, Lord Nityananda traveled throughout India, visiting holy places with the sannyasi. And at that time, that is, even in Lord Nityananda's childhood, when he was 12 years, just before leaving with the sannyasi, Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvipa. So, Lord Nityananda, he understood the moment when Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared. So, the Gauranga Purnima, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda understood. And he started roaring like a lion in Ekachakra. It is said, it was, the sound was so tumultuous that it actually went through all the three worlds. However, because everyone was covered by the Maya potency, the illusory energy of Lord Nityananda, no one could understand where this sound was coming from. So, Lord Nityananda was so happy knowing the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. So this is the pastime of Lord Nityananda. Then after that, when Gauranga Mahaprabhu was about 20 years of age, now Nityananda Prabhu 32, Nityananda Prabhu appeared in Navadvip, in Mayapur. So now Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he had already inaugurated the Sankirtan movement. So Mahaprabhu had a dream. He called all his associates, and Mahaprabhu told his associates, like Srivas Thakur, Haridas Thakur, he told all of them, I had a dream last night, and in that dream, I came to know that a great personality is soon going to appear in Navadvip. I saw him. He was wearing blue garments. He had golden complexion, and he had a beautiful chariot. And he came out. He was stepping down from the chariot to my home, and he was asking, where is Gaurasundara? Where is Gaurasundara? Where is Gaurasundara? He was just constantly asking, where is Gauranga? And then Lord Chaitanya told, yes, a great personality is going to come. Next day, Lord Chaitanya asked Srivas Thakur, Adyaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, you go around in Nadia and find this great personality who has appeared. So Srivas Thakur, Adyaita Acharya, they all walked around. They were all looking for Lord Nityananda, but they couldn't find. Then finally they came and told Lord Chaitanya, we actually searched through all ashrams, Brahmins, Kshatriya, Vaishyas, Shudras, and also we have gone through Brahmacharis, Grihasthas, Vanaprasthas and Sannyasis. We search in all communities, in all ashrams, in all varnas. But we couldn't find Lord Nityananda. We couldn't find anyone, any great personality at all. Lord Chaitanya laughed. He said, I will find him. So he said, okay, let's start chanting Hare Krishna. Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All of them started chanting and dancing and started walking around Mayapur, Navadvip. As they approached Nandanacharya's house, devotees became jubilant, and as they chanted and danced in Nandanacharya's house, what happened? Nityananda Prabhu couldn't control himself. He jumped out from hiding and he also started chanting Hare Krishna. This is Lord Nityananda. The only thing that can attract Lord Nityananda is chanting of Hare Krishna. Then there was a big party. All of them were chanting and dancing, and they embraced each other. Both the lords embraced each other. Then Lord Chaitanya took Nityananda and placed on his lap. Then Lord Nityananda took Lord Chaitanya and placed on his lap. They were embracing, they were rolling on the ground, they were chanting and dancing. there was an ecstatic scene because the lords were meeting after a very, very long time. So one can ask the question, why did Lord Nityananda wait for such a long time? About 20 years in separation from the Lord. Lord Nityananda, he is all powerful, he is omniscient. He can go wherever he wants. Nothing covers him. Still, why did he wait for 20 years to approach Lord Chaitanya? So it is mentioned, Lord Nityananda is the Guru Tattva, he is the original Guru, he is the Adi Guru. And he is acting as a perfect disciple, a perfect follower. He wanted to approach Lord Chaitanya only when the Sankirtan movement had already started. Because then only he can follow the order of Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya instructed Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur. That's what we were singing today. What is that? Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Karo Krishna Siksha. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhan Pran. So this is the instruction of Lord Chaitanya to Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur. You go house by house, chant Krishna's name. Request everyone to chant Krishna's name. So Lord Chaitanya was simply waiting for the instruction of Lord Chaitanya. So this is the character of Lord Nityananda. He was simply waiting for the instruction of Lord Chaitanya. So then Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, they started going house to house. They will go house to house and they beg each and everyone, kindly chant Krishna's name. We have only one request. Please chant Krishna's names. And if they accept, they become jubilant. They will chant and dance. If they refuse, Lord Nityananda, out of his humility, he will pay prostrated obeisances unto each and everyone and request, I beg you, please chant Krishna's names. If they still don't listen, he will roll on the ground and cry and request, please chant Krishna's names. This is the humility of Lord Nityananda, who is the Supreme Lord. All the incarnations are coming from Lord Nityananda. All the spiritual and material world find its existence in Lord Nityananda. But he was so humble, he was rolling on the ground and requesting to chant Krishna's names. So this was the humility of Lord Nityananda. That's why it is mentioned, Akrodha Paramananda Nityananda Rai. Akrodha Paramananda. Krishna had many expansions. Even Lord Balaram is an expansion of Krishna, the first expansion. Balaram, indeed, he became angry many times. Right? We can see the past and just behind me. Balaram is known for this anger. Here, when Yamuna refused to accept the invitation of the Lord to play with him, Lord Balaram became very angry and he was ready to drag Yamuna towards him. And of course, Yamuna Devi surrendered. It's a pastime. And we can see here the eyes of Lord Balaram, very angry, right? Even in a dice match, he killed. Remember, he killed Rukmi. He was in a dice match and he was making some nonsensical comments. Lord Balaram killed him. That's it. So this is Balaram. But this is his mercy, of course. We cannot see from a material eyes. But indeed, he became very angry. Transcendental anger. However, when Lord Balaram appeared as Lord Nityananda, he never became angry. That's why Akrodha Paramananda, because he is ecstatic in love of Godhead. Nityananda Roy. Abhimana Shunya. Abhimana Shunya means there is no pride in Lord Nityananda. So this is Lord Nityananda. So he was able to preach. Srila Prabhupada makes a very interesting point in this regard. Srila Prabhupada says that if one wants to be a preacher, he needs to have two qualities. If one wants to be a preacher, and that to be an effective preacher, needs to have two qualities. One is tolerance, and what is the next? Humility. Sorry?
Humility.
Humility. tolerance and humility. So this is not just a quality for chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Yes, you know, Tranada Bhishuni Chena Karora Pasarishana. Yes, to chant holy name of the Lord constantly, one need this quality. But to preach constantly, also one need these qualities. So Lord Nityananda demonstrated these qualities. So we have to really beg Lord Nityananda for these qualities, because we struggle. We do struggle. We can see the pastime of Lord Nityananda with Jagai and Madai. What happened? Lord Nityananda wanted to visit Jagai and Madai. They were drunkard and there is no limit to their sins. It's mentioned Chitragupta, who is taking the notes of all the sins in Yamaraj court of all the living entities, he got frustrated because there was no limit to the sins that have been performed by Jagai and Madai. Then what did Lord Nityananda tell Haridas Thakur? If you really want to proclaim the glories of Lord Chaitanya, we have to preach to the most fallen and convince them to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So to give the real credit to the Lord, we have to go and approach these two sinful brothers. So Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, they went and approached Jagai and Madai. What were they doing? They were drunk. They were completely drunken and they were rolling in the ground. They were fighting. They were using bad words. Nityananda approached and told Jagai and Madai, "Now, you brothers, kindly chant Krishna's names." They became very angry. Someone instructing us? They started chasing Nityananda and Haridas. "We are going to kill you." So there was a chase. Lord Nityananda and Haridas, they started fleeing. They started running. And this Jagai and Madai, they were following Nityananda and Haridas Thakur. Of course, they couldn't keep up because they were a bit fat. Jagai and Madai, not that strong compared to Lord Nityananda and Haridas. And as they were running, they were choking. Usually, if somebody is running for their life, we know it will be a real run, you know. There won't be any joking. They'll be just running. However, Haridas Thakur, he said, "Lord Nityananda, you are a madman. Because you are intoxicated already. That's why you are approaching all these drunkard people. And see our situation. See my situation. I have associated with you and now I am in trouble." Lord Nityananda told, "You got beaten up in 22 marketplaces. And when you got beaten up in 22 marketplaces, you prayed for their forgiveness. You prayed to Krishna, kindly forgive them. So you can deliver them. So now you have delivered all these sinful people. Please deliver Jagai and Madai also." Haridas Thakur said, "You know, it is not in my capacity. Only you can do that." So they were joking and they were running. So after some time, they left that place. And in the evening, they give the preaching report. So it is, it's our custom. We read our score in front of Radha Vallabha, Srila Prabhupada, all the assembled Vaishnavas. This system is starting from Lord Chaitanya's time. So in the evening, they started giving their preaching report. So devotee said, "Look, Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda, they approached Jagai and Madai. They tried to preach to them." So Lord Chaitanya became very happy. Then they said, "But they threatened your devotees that they are going to kill Lord Nityananda and Haridas." Then Mahaprabhu became very angry. "I will cut them into pieces." So Lord Nityananda said, "If you do so, then I will not have any service. If you start killing all those people, then I will not have any service. So leave them, I will preach them again." Then another time it is mentioned, even before that, Jagai and Madai heard devotees chanting and dancing. Gauratai in Navadvip, they were chanting and dancing loudly. And Jagai and Madai happened to hear the holy name. It is mentioned in their drunken situation, they started dancing and doing a mockery of chanting, which is very good. If you go for Harinam, what happens? We don't mind if a drunkard person chants and dances, you know. That was the smartest. When Lord Chaitanya appeared, they were telling one shouldn't chant Krishna's names. Just like that, You should chant Krishna's names only in auspicious times. Otherwise, the names of the Lord will lose potency. This was the opinion of the Smartha Brahmins. And now, Lord Nityananda is giving this holy name to anyone and everyone without any discrimination. So that is the purpose of the Hare Krishna movement. Preaching indiscriminately to everyone. So, they happened to hear chanting and they danced in a mockery way, but they got the mercy. And after some time, Lord Nityananda again approached Jagai and Madai and he said again, kindly now chant Krishna's name. What did Madai do? He took a pot, a broken pot, and threw so heavily on the head of Lord Nityananda. He said, it can actually kill one person. That heavy it was. And the Nityananda started bleeding. Nityananda told, even at that time Lord Nityananda told Madai that, don't worry, this doesn't pain me, but your suffering is giving me a lot of pain. So kindly chant Krishna's names. So this is the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Madai was so maddened that he wanted to attack Lord Nityananda again. However, Jagai had a transformation in his heart. Jagai said, see this saintly person. How can you attack such a person? Please listen to his words. So there was such a transformation in the heart of Jagai, seeing this mercy, the compassionate nature of Lord Nityananda. So Jagai tried to protect Lord Nityananda. Even it's mentioned Jagai was ready to give his own life to protect Lord Nityananda. As this was going on, devotees informed. Lord Chaitanya appeared there in a very angry mood and he said, Chakra, Chakra. He was calling upon the Sudarshan Chakra. And he wanted to sever the head of Madai straight away. So it's mentioned, I remember when I heard this first palm stand, that is the time I got the faith that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself, is Vishnu. I got this faith. When I heard this passage for the first time, I didn't know who is Lord Chaitanya. When I heard this passage for the first time, then I heard, oh yes, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. I had this realization, oh yeah, I had this faith, straight away came. It's an amazing pastime. Then, when he was about to kill Madai, Lord Nityananda told, if you are going to kill such kind of people, Kaliga is going to be full of such kind of people, Jagais and Madais. And you will have to kill everyone. That is not your purpose of appearance. You have to give them mercy. So Lord Chaitanya, saying Lord Chaitanya, and Nityananda told about Jagai. Jagai even tried to protect me, trying to even risking his own life. So Lord Chaitanya became very happy and he embraced Jagai. And Jagai got Krishna praying straight away. It is mentioned, Jagai got transformed. He became ecstatic in love of Godhead. But Madai, still there was no transformation. But seeing his brother transformed, seeing the ecstasy of his brother, Jagai, Madai told Lord Chaitanya, kindly forgive me. I also want love for yourself. He fell at the feet of Lord Chaitanya, but Lord Chaitanya became angry. He said, I will not give you mercy. You have offended my devotee. If you get mercy from Lord Nityananda, then I will accept you. So in that way, Madai, he approached Lord Nityananda and begged for mercy. Lord Nityananda embraced him and gave him mercy. And in turn, Lord Chaitanya also gave mercy to Madai. So thus, Madai and Jagai both became pure Vaishnavas. And Mahaprabhu accepted both of them in his intimate circle. It's very important. If we become devotees and you know those who preach to us, if they take us in confidence and tell different things and you know, treat us very confidentially, then we become very happy, right? In the same way, Jaga and Madai became confidential associate of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. So it is said, this is the mercy of Lord Nityananda. It's mentioned, Madai had such a transformation, even after becoming a pure devotee, he was feeling so bad. Night after night, he couldn't sleep. He was thinking, I have offended, I have attacked Lord Nityananda, ocean of mercy. How can I live like this? So one day he approached Lord Nityananda and fell at his feet and told him, kindly forgive me, I have done such an offense. Lord Nityananda embraced him and told him, you haven't done any offense, I have already forgiven everything. So why do you worry so much? So Madhav again asked, can you kindly give me some instruction that I can follow? Then Lord Nityananda told, you personally build a ghat in Ganga, by the bank of Ganga, and you personally construct the ghat, a bathing ghat, and let all the devotees come and take bath in that bathing ghat. And then, as the devotees come to this bathing ghat, you should pay obeisances to all of them and take the dust from the lotus feet. In that way, all the devotees will become very pleased by your behavior. And they will give you all the blessings. The same day, the same moment, Madhai went and with his own hand, he created a bathing ghat. It is said, Madhai was staying near the ghat in the night. He camped there. Daytime he will work, he will build this ghat. Nighttime he will stay by the side of the ghat. In that day, after a few days, the bathing ghat was ready. And all the devotees, they started taking bath in Ganga in this bathing ghat. So this is Jaga and Madhai. They transform into pure devotees. Here, today we need to beg Lord Nityananda for special mercy. It is mentioned by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Haridam Chintamani that if we are lacking taste in chanting the holy names, if we feel lethargic in our devotional service, and if we feel that there is a lot of coverings of ignorance around us, then he says, the ultimate solution is to observe festival days. If you take part enthusiastically in festival days, then the Lord will bestow upon us all mercy. In that way, there will be a transformation to ourselves. One senior Vaishnava, one sannyasi, one guru, he was mentioning that if a devotee is feeling very, very down or feeling being completely attacked by lust, yeah, it happens. Sometimes we are at the edge, don't know what to do. Maya is completely attacking us and we find that there is no shelter. We had to succumb to Maya. Have you ever gone through such circumstances? Yes. Mentally, internally, yes. Yes, we have. So it is mentioned, then you can do one thing. You can call upon the name of Lord Nityananda. Not necessarily externally, because many times we cannot call upon the Lord externally because we may be in a very awkward situation, but internally we can call upon Lord Nityananda's name at the top of our voice. He said immediately that anartha, that illusory snare, will go away. So we have practical tip how we can take shelter of Lord Nityananda, and on this day we don't have to wait for that. Today itself, we can pray for the mercy of Lord Nityananda. If we approach our spiritual master or great Vaishnava, we instantly feel a relief. Have you noticed? If you approach them, if you go, suppose if you have a darshan with our spiritual master, when we approach them, immediately we feel that the whole head has become a bit clear. Have you noticed that? When you approach them, when we tell our problems, immediately we feel a relief. Even by seeing them, we feel great relief. We can practically experience this. And many times the big problems shrunk into nothingness just by approaching a great spiritual master. We have practical experience of this. Many times when we go to meet our spiritual master, we may have a 2-page full of things to speak to our spiritual master. But when we sit in front of the spiritual master, we feel like we actually try to cut down, you know, many of them are not really problems. And when they speak up something, then the whole thing becomes very small. Even in front of Srila Prabhupada, same thing happened. Many devotees, many disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they narrate this kind of incidents. They approach Srila Prabhupada with thinking, I had to tell this, I had to tell the other thing, I have this problem, I have the other problem. But as they sit in front of Srila Prabhupada, what happens? all the problems go away. Ashila bro asks, what is the difficulty? All the problems are gone. That's why Shudagirti Prabhu's first book, you know, that very nice book, Remembrance of Srila Prabhupada. The title of the book is, what's the difficulty? So that's why. Why? Because they are carrying the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Nithai Padakamala Kodi Chandra Sushitala. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, it is like Koti Chandra, means crores of millions of moons. It has the sweetness of millions of moons. We are burning. We are getting, you know, we are burning in the material ocean. We need the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. That is Nithai Padakamala, Koti Chandra Sushitala. So that mercy we can get. And today is a very special day for that. And all the parampara, all the Goswamis of Vrindavan and all the Guru Parampara is carrying the mercy of Lord Nityananda, the original Guru, Lord Nityananda. So this is amazing how this day is so auspicious. And many advanced devotees, many Gurus, they say, after participating in Nityananda Trayodashi, they say they are carrying something with them. They are carrying something with them after this Nityananda Trayodashi. So much of mercy they are carrying. They can feel it. That ecstasy. That's what is mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. That an advanced devotee, they feel real ecstasy on the Lord's appearance days. And this day is a specially merciful day. So that advanced devotees, they carry that mercy even after that day. Of course, we can also experience a part of it if we are sincere in our prayers. Finally, I will mention a very wonderful pastime of Lord Nityananda, because Lord Nityananda is known as Avadhuta Chandra. Avadhuta means one who doesn't follow the rules and regulations, because we are abided by different rules and regulations in bhakti and also social norms. We follow certain social norms, but Lord Nityananda didn't follow any social norms. He acted as an Avadhuta. Avadhuta Brahmana, Avadhuta Chandra. The one amazing pastime of Lord Nityananda is in connection to Lord Chaitanya and Advaita Acharya. So, Lord Chaitanya took sannyas in Katwa, and after taking sannyas, Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan. He was feeling separation from Krishna and he wanted to visit Vrindavan. So he was telling the devotees, I want to go to Vrindavan. And he started asking devotees, how to get to Vrindavan? So Lord Nityananda, he directed Lord Chaitanya. Lord Nityananda, he acted as the assistant of Lord Chaitanya. He said, I will direct you. So Lord Chaitanya was directed by Lord Nityananda. He was showing the direction to go. As he was walking, Lord Nityananda, he even went further than Lord Chaitanya and he told different cowherd boys there to tell Mahaprabhu that Vrindavan is in a particular direction, in the western direction. So Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy as he was walking to Vrindavan. And when he saw these cowherd boys, his ecstasy was so much, so he couldn't recognize anything. He only saw the gopas. And he asked, where is Vrindavan? Where is Vrindavan? So these gopas, they directed Lord Chaitanya to a particular direction. So Mahaprabhu started walking. And as he was walking, Lord Nityananda thought, okay, we will get to Vrindavan soon. So however, as they walked, they reached Ganges. There is no Ganges in Vrindavan. But they reached Ganges because it is not Vrindavan. Then Mahaprabhu asked, which is this river? Nityananda said, this is Yamuna. So Mahaprabhu came so ecstatic seeing Yamuna, and he went into Yamuna. He removed the cloth and he wanted to take a bath in Yamuna. He started offering prayers to Yamuna. He paid obeisance to Yamuna and he entered Yamuna only in his undergarments. And he was in the waters of Ganga thinking it to be Yamuna. Suddenly, he saw that a boat was approaching Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, he was in ecstasy, and suddenly he looked upon this boat. He was focused, he was singing still Yamuna. Then he saw in the boat Advaita Acharya. As he saw Advaitacharya, Mahaprabhu started thinking, how come Advaitacharya is here in Vrindavan? He asked Advaitacharya, how come you are in Vrindavan? When did you arrive in Vrindavan? Advaitacharya said, actually, this is not Vrindavan. And this is Shantipur, the western side of Shantipur. Then he told the whole story. Mahaprabhu became very angry. He said, this Nityananda has cheated me. He told he is taking me to Vrindavan and he has taken me to Ganges and I am in Shantipur now. What is this Nityananda? What are you doing? Then Mahaprabhu Advaitacharya gave fresh clothes. He wore fresh clothes and he popped on the boat and they started moving to Advaitacharya's house. As they were going to Advaitacharya's house, Advaitacharya said, actually, you have taken bath in Yamuna. And actually you are in Vrindavan. Because wherever you are present, that is Vrindavan. So you are already in Vrindavan. And you have taken bath in Yamuna because at the confluence in Allahabad, both the Yamuna and Ganga, they come together, they merge together. And it is said in this part of Shantipur, on the eastern side, Ganga is flowing. And on the western side of the river, Yamuna is flowing. And you have taken bath in the western side. So you have taken bath in Yamuna. So whatever Nityananda said is completely right. So Mahaprabhu understood the whole reasoning. And he said, okay, let's go. Then Advaitacharya took Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu to his house. Why? There is a hidden secret. Why? What happened? Because Mother Sachi wanted to see and cook for Lord Chaitanya after sannyas. So in Advaitacharya's house, Mother Sachi is going to cook for Gaurasundar and Nityananda Prabhu. So it is said, there was an amazing feast prepared by Mother Sachi. And there was, it is said, there is no limit to the count of preparations. There was mountains of rice. There was dal. There was sukta. It is said there was fresh ghee. It was in golden yellow in color. Then it is said there were so many preparations. Some made of coconut pulp mixed with curd. Rock candy. There was banana flowers and squash boiled in milk in great quantity. It said there was cake made of mungda. Soft cake made of ripened banana. There was cake made of purudda. It is said there is a list of preparations. And it said there is no end to it. There was condensed milk. So Advaitacharya made three big plates, metal plates, and offered to Lord Krishna. And he asked Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya to come. So all of them approached and they saw big three plates there. And in front of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya, seeing this, he said, can you please get two banana leaves? We will take a small quantity and we will have some prasadam. Advaitacharya said, no, that's not possible. This is a trick, like, if somebody is bringing a big plate, we want a small, an empty plate. Then take whatever we want and we want to eat whatever we can. So Advaitacharya said, what is this? You know, stop playing the role of a sannyasi. I know who you are. You are actually Lord Jagannath. You know, there is 56 offerings going on for you every day and you eat everything. And today you are saying, you know, I want a small banana leaf and I want to taste a little bit. You know, don't play with me, sit down. So Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, both of them sat and Advaitacharya started serving them. He was serving everything in mountains, pot after pot, big, big quantity. And Mahaprabhu is asking, what's going on? How much to eat? I am a sannyasi. People are going to criticize me. I have to follow the order of sannyas. What's going on? Advaitacharya said, anyway, keep eating. And at the same time, Nityananda Prabhu, he said, I have fasted already for 3 days and I am so hungry and you are giving me such a small quantity of prasad. This Advaitacharya, he is calling all the sannyasis and not even feeding properly. It was better to be fasting. This feast is of no use. There is no quantity. Give me a little bit more. What is going on? And at the same time, Lord Chaitanya, he was on the other side. Lord Chaitanya, this is too much. What Advaita Acharya would do, when any preparation it becomes half in quantity in the bowl, he will fill that up. He fills that up. When it is half, he will fill that up. And Mahaprabhu looking, it's again full. He will finish halfway through, it's again full. So this was going on and on. Then at one point Mahaprabhu asked, how much shall I eat? What is this? Lord Nityananda, sorry, Advaita Acharya said, just eat whatever, I will serve one more time. You eat half and leave the rest. You know the trick of devotees, right? If you eat, you know, they serve big quantity and they want the remnants. Even when we serve Guru, sometimes it happens. Some devotees, when they serve the spiritual master, they want some extra. Some devotees, they want them to eat well, that is one intention. And some devotees, they want to serve extra so that they get the remnants. It is that one devotee was, even Srila Prabhupada, some devotees try to do that to Srila Prabhupada. They try to serve big quantity and they thought we will get the remnants. What did Srila Prabhupada do? He ate everything. One spiritual master, he was telling, he was being served by his disciple. He was trying to serve more quantity. He looked at this disciple and thought, how much of you serve, I will finish it all. So that, you know, it's not the matter of remnants. You know, you're not going to get remnants like this. You think you will get remnants by serving more? No, it's not going to happen. So that is up to, the remnants is up to the mercy, the free will of the spiritual master or the Lord. So Advaita Acharya was trying to trick Mahaprabhu. And at the same time, Nityananda Prabhu again complained. You are inviting sannyasis to home and not even feeding sumptuously. I have already fasted for 3 days. I am so hungry. Advaita Acharya said, you are a reject Paramahamsa. You are calling yourself to be a Paramahamsa, but you are a reject Paramahamsa. You are coming to Brahmana's house only to give trouble. As a Paramahamsa, as a sannyasi, you are meant to beg. Whatever you get, you have to eat. And if you don't get anything, you have to fast. That is the rule of a Paramahamsa. But you are demanding so much. Lord Nityananda said, no. You have to at least feed me properly. What is this? It is such a small quantity. Then Advaita Acharya said, you are coming to the houses of Brahmanas only to create trouble. You are simply a troublemaker. You come and you eat so much and your whole purpose is to fill your belly. Your purpose of sannyasi is just to fill your belly. So you eat whatever is there and go away. So Advaita Acharya started speaking like this. And Lord Nityananda, he said, oh, this is not even small quantity. This is better not to eat. He took some rice and he threw on the floor. As if he were angry. Then as he was throwing this rice on the floor, some of the rice grains fell on the body of Advaita Acharya. As this remnants touched the body of Advaita Acharya, he started jumping and dancing. He started jumping and dancing, started calling the names of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. So this is the effect of the remnants. Just the remnants touched the body of Advaita Acharya, he went into ecstasy and he started chanting and dancing. So he said, this is the power of Lord Nityananda. Just the touch of the remnants on the body of Lord Advaita. What happened? He went into ecstasy. So he said, in this way, Lord Nityananda enacted so many pastimes. He acted as an avadhut. He acted as a fake sannyasi. He acted as an enjoyer. He never accepted the real sannyas. He happened to be renounced for some time. Then he got married again. So he enacted his pastimes in so many different ways. But the underlying reality is his love for the Lord and his mission to spread Krishna consciousness. So Lord Nityananda is the original Sankirtan devotee. He is the Supreme Lord, but he is the original Sankirtan devotee. So if you want mercy, today is the day. For our preaching, for our sadhana, even just to go on in our devotional service, we need the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So let's take this opportunity to pray to Lord Nityananda. Nityananda Ram ki Jai.
one short story.
Yes, please. Prabhu, I can use the mic. Everyone can listen then.
I heard the story from Jatadhara Maharaj
long
ago. 5,000 years ago when Krishna and Balaram, they were in Vrindavan. And sometime Lord Balaram would be playing with the common boys as they hide and seek in Aram Govardhan Hill. So there was one time Lord Balaram was chasing one of his friend, common boy, going around the hill. And then suddenly that boy was hiding inside the cave at the hill. And so, thinking Lord Balaram will find him. So he was waiting a long time. And already 5,000 years gone by, and it was 500 years ago. So he was still hiding there, waiting for Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda to come. And finally Lord Nityananda came 500 years ago and met him. And he came out, and so he was very, very tall. Because he was from the time of, you know, Christmas time, 5,000 years ago. So I said, well, what happened? I was waiting for you, he didn't. And so he said, well, I'm here now. And he said, but you're so tall. And how do you... Actually, he wanted to know if he was Lord Balaram, because Balaram is very tall. He said, I don't think you're Lord Balaram, because Lord Nityananda is Balaram. But it's 500 years ago. At that time, Lord Balaram is Lord Nityananda. So he said, okay, we'll go around again, chase each other. So whoever wins, then that's Balaram, that's me. So they had a chase. Lord Nityananda easily caught him. So he said, now you accept me as Balaram. He said, of course. But Lord Nityananda said, but I'm very tall, you know, much taller than Lord Nityananda. He said, there's no problem. I can fix that. So Lord Nityananda took his hand, put it over his head, and shrunk him. And it was the size of normal people in our time. So that story is.
Who is that? Is it Abhinav Thakur?
Yeah.
Abhinav Thakur.
Abhinav
Thakur, right?
Yeah. That's the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. Yeah. He's the associate of
Lord Nityananda. Abhinav Thakur ki
jai!
He was Sudama or Subha?
Subha.
Subha, yeah. Subha, you can get Abhinav Thakur, right? Yes? Yeah.
That's the story that Lord Jagatan Mahaprabhu told.
Yeah. Any questions, any comments?
Nityananda Prabhu married two wives? Or one?
He accepted two. Yes. Yeah, two wives. Vasudha and Janava. Vasudha and Janava. Yeah. And Janava Mata, she became the next Acharya after the departure of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Janava Mata became the next Acharya. So we can see Jai Radhe Jai Krishna Jai Vrindavan is by Krishna Swaraj Goswami. Sri Janava Padam me Kuriya Smaran. Dina Krishna Dase Kohe. Namaskar. That's right. Yeah. Sri Janava Padam. So that is the Janava Mata became the spiritual master actually in that sense for the whole Gaudiya Vaishnavas. After the burst of Lord Nityananda. Okay. Thank you very much. You have a question? Nityananda Trayodashi ki
Jai!
Nityananda Rama ki
Jai!